Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Celebrating 8 years is radio's small business superhero. He's a syndicated radio host, syndicated columnist, author of 2 books, and all-around nice guy.
He's everywhere!
The most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today, and it's actually 10 years on the air. Actually, in about 2 weeks, we'll be celebrating our 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. That's kind of an old intro there, isn't it? We're going to have to get that one updated. I don't know where that came from. Anyway, it's good to have you back. Good to be back with you as we continue to operate here. You're going to be excited about who we got coming up, folks. Jack Mitchell, you know who Jack is. Jack's our Hug Your Customers guy. He's the guy who wrote the book that's basically took the world by storm. It's been accepted all over the place. They love him in Japan. They love him in Korea. Of course, we always loved him here in the United States. They even love him in Estonia. And he's working on a new book, though. It's called Hug Your People. And he and I are going to talk about that. As you know, Jack is a CEO and the second generation of, I guess, 3 generations now in the outstanding family business, Mitchell Richards, an outstanding clothiers in the tri-state area of Connecticut, New England, and Connecticut, New York, I should say. He's our good friend. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm thrilled to be here again.
It's good to have you.
Congratulations on your 10th year. Wow.
Thank you.
That's a marvelous milestone for you and all of your listeners. They all appreciate all of you've done over those 10 years, I know.
Well, I appreciate that, Jack. Of course, you know, it's my 10 years doesn't compare to your, what, about 50 years.
Yeah, 50 years coming up for us in 2008, so we're looking forward to celebrating our 50th here in Connecticut.
Jack's mom and dad founded the business, and now you're in charge, and your sons, your kids are in charge, and your a lot of the family members. How many total family members at Mitchell Richards are involved?
We now have 10 that are active, you know, working on a daily basis in the business, Jim. We have my brother Bill and I, and my wife Linda are second generation, and then we are blessed. My wife and I with 4 sons, and my brother Bill has 3 sons, and all 7 are now in the family business. Tyler,
wow.
my brother's youngest, just joined our team about 6 weeks ago, and it's just thrilling to have. I mean, it's a dream come true. It really is amazing.
Any grandkids involved yet?
Well, not actively.
They're not old
enough
yet, huh?
Obviously, we're thinking, and we're planning, and we're working on you know, how that could happen or not. I mean, it's obviously a challenge.
You mean how we could get them in the business, not how we get the grandkids, right?
Grandkids we have.
Oh,
we
don't have any problem getting the grandkids. It's getting them in the business. That's the deal. Okay. I just want to make sure I knew where the problem was. All right.
There are no problems, Jim. They're just opportunities.
I got it. There you go. There you go. Hey, Jack.
Especially on Halloween.
Yeah, there you go. Jack, a lot of people believe that a lot of my experts on my show and my brain trust believe that when it comes to the chicken or the egg, you know, which is more important, who is the real first customer? Is it the customer who gives you money, or is it the employee who waits on the customer? Which is first, which is the chicken and which is the egg? A lot of my experts believe that the employees are actually the egg, that you got to get it right with them first.
Right.
In order to get it, and that the customer, even though they're very important, they actually come second. What do you think?
I think that they have a very strong point there, Jim, and I think that clearly, as you were in your intro, I mean, I have written another book that will be out in March of 2008, and it's all about hugging your people, hugging your associates, hugging your employees. In fact, I kiddingly call it hugging your huggers. Clearly. Clearly, it could have been the firstborn. We're talking about family business. It could have been the first book because, as
right.
you know, in Hug Your Customers, I had a whole part that talked about the big secret, which, of course, is hugging your people. So
right.
clearly, it's hugging your internal customers, if you will, hugging. And not only, you know, the owners or the senior management people hugging, but it's wonderful to see here. And I know in many, especially in the small businesses throughout our great country, you find you know, you find your some of your best friends, for example. I have a whole section in my book, the new book. Some of your best friends are at work, and we have a great friend or two or three at work because they've been there for quite a while. You look forward to coming to work. So and everybody hugs, or you know, everybody, which is a metaphor. We have to always remember that it's although we do bear hug. You know, as long as it's mutually.
Yeah,
you know,
we got to get this. You know, this some it's gotten out of hand a little bit, folks. This not being able to express yourself and but
I think so too. Definitely.
But it all has to be it all has to be appropriate. But of course, what Jack's talking about is the metaphorical hug and all the different things, which is what he and I are going to talk about in a little bit. But you know, Jack, one of the things that I like what you say, and I think you ought to say it more often. I know, hug your people is the title, and obviously that's the correct term. But I really like it when you say hug your huggers. I think that's a very intuitive thing to say, and I think you should use that more often. It's 20 Tail. We're going to be right back with Jack Mitchell, our good buddy, right after these messages. 20 Tail, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship. That's the 10-year-old website. That's the one that you can go to find, where you can go to find the archives of our shows all the way back for years and years, thousands of archives of past interviews that we've done, including the ones we're doing right now, are going to be up there real soon, in fact, today. And also, you can find out thousands of articles that I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. You can subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every Sunday by email, gets you ready for the week ahead. That's the reason we send it on Sunday. And also, our blog is there. And, oh, by the way, don't forget you can podcast our interviews, every one of them, every one that we have archived, including the ones we're doing right now, the ones we've done today. You can podcast those if you want. You can subscribe to them by RSS. So check all that out. And don't forget our knowledge base, askjim.biz. That's where you can get small business answers now. We've anticipated your questions. We have answers waiting on you. Jack Mitchell is our guest. He's our good friend, the author of the highly successful, galactically acclaimed book, Hug Your Customer. Something under a billion copies of Hug Your Customers have been sold around the galaxy. Right, Jack?
Just a dash less than a billion.
But it has been a global success, folks. And Jack, I'm not the least bit surprised. And of course, you know, of course, most of that is as a result of you being on this show all this time, right?
Well, of course, definitely, of course.
And so hug your people. Go ahead.
Well, that's okay. No, I mean, I really appreciate, Jim, all that you've done to spread the hugging gospel. I mean, it sounds so corny, but I pinch myself every morning that I get up that people, you know, throughout the country and, as you say, you know, now the world, they've been emailing me, and it really has become, the word hugging is beginning to become a force, in the sense that people, even though the, you know, our human resources department tell us we can't bear hug, you know, without appropriately asking whether it's okay or not. But clearly it's a metaphor. It's clearly being nice to people. People are cutting back to that wonderful old-fashioned, it's now fashionable to be a hugger, you know, and it really makes life so much better, you know. It's just not just in the workplace, it's everywhere.
You can give somebody what we used to call a sidle hug. You can walk up beside them and give them a hug. You know, I think those are the best kind. But you know, the folks, one of the things I want to say is I have been to Jack's establishment. I have seen his people in at work when he wasn't around, and I'm telling you, they walk the talk. Jack and his organization walk the talk. Whenever you hear Jack talk about hugging customers, buddy, I'm telling you, his people, his organization, it's one of the reasons why they're so successful and have been all these years. They really know how to do it. So Jack, I congratulate you on that, and I wish everybody who has bought your book could actually see you guys doing it in action. And when are you guys you need to do a video. You need to do like a documentary of Mitchell Richards. Have you ever done that?
We've done it. We did a tribute video to our dad, who I don't think you met, Jim, but who passed away at age 98 just 3 years ago. So we did a tribute video for Dad, and that has been, you know, very, very well received.
Well, you guys ought to think about doing that again. I think that'd be a great thing to do. Yeah. We're talking about Hugging Your People, which is the title of Jack's book that's coming out in the spring. And, of course, Jack, we expect to launch that on this show. I want
love
you to know
to.
That.
We would love to do that.
But
it's, you know, you were asking earlier, it is all about hugging your people, your huggers. And, you know, I kiddingly called, the running title was Hug Your Huggers. And then for marketing purposes, the publisher felt. Because if you hadn't read the first one, you might think it's just whatever. But clearly it's the heart and soul. We're in the people business, Jim. You know that, and I know that. Mm-hmm. We're in the people business, and the most important people we have are our own associates.
So where do you start hugging your people? How does it begin?
It begins for us when we hire someone. I mean, we have a. I think perhaps a different paradigm, a different grid that we use than some. I mean, of course, people have to be competent and self-confident, but they really have to have the five principles that I outline in my new book, and that is they obviously have to be trustworthy. Clearly, integrity is the most important part, and not just they don't steal clothes, but they are open to you and me and everybody around us. And the next one, they have to be nice. I mean, this is a niceness culture that we have here.
Right.
People
right.
have to be nice to each other. It's not, in addition to being polite, they have to do things that are special for people. They have to know their names. Is it Kathy?
Well, they have to care about other people.
Right, and that's
and
part
not,
of
and
nice.
Not be and not be self-absorbed.
Absolutely, it's humility, which is an old-fashioned word that I think is very, very important in our culture,
mm-hmm.
and it is the, you know, it's the play on, you know, there's no I in a team,
right.
it's although there's a me in a team, so they have to know their role in the team,
mm-hmm.
so they can perform on.
And obviously, they have to know how to spell too, right, Jack?
and then what happens when this happens? They become proud of working at a place that at a store or at a business or at a radio show where people are really having fun doing what they do. They take pride in that. They give back to the community. They put we have people that are proud people that want to be work for a place that stands for.
And you know, Jack, one of the things that I think is important. One way you hug your customers, it's sort of an indirect thing, is your people believe that the next person you hire is going to be somebody who's going to fit in with the culture, and they trust you to do that,
of course.
You don't bring in somebody who's going to be a problem.
Absolutely not, and we try to include, that's the next principle. We have sometimes 5, 6, 7 interviews.
Right. Hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you pick back up on that right after these messages. We have one really important principle around here, and that's when it's time to go to commercials. We go to commercials. 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. Stay with me. We'll be right back with our good friend, Jack Mitchell, the author of Hug Your Customers. Just like all. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate. We're visiting with Jack Mitchell, and we're talking about hugging your people, hugging your huggers, as he says. And his first book was called Hug Your Customers. Well, somebody's got to do that, and it's not going to be, you know, it's not just you hugging customers. You got taking care of customers. You got your people, your employees who do that too. And so you got to teach them how to do it. And basically, of course, Jack's system is to make sure that you know your people, you know them by name, the cheers approach, you know, everybody knows your name, and you know as much as you can about what's going on in their lives, and so you can check on them when certain things happen in their lives. I know, Jack, you guys have got databases where you know when people have anniversaries, when they have birthdays, when they have events going on, and you congratulate them, you guys follow up with them, you drop them notes, and you know what their interests are, you know what they like to buy. And you let them know when you've got those things in. All that, this kind of follow-up, all the extra energy that you put into these relationships that's all part of hugging, isn't it?
Oh, of course. Every little hug that you mentioned, you know, adds up to personalizing the relationships. And I clearly believe that that's the reason that we've been able to grow from, you know, 3 suits to many thousands of suits, you know, and men's and women's. I mean, clearly, don't you want to shop at a place that knows you? Is it James
Absolutely.
Or Jim or... Well, you like the.
Well, that's the brand. That's what the brand is. The brand is not Richards. The brand is the feeling that you make these people have when they're at Richards.
Exactly. The spirit. When you walk in, I'm told by others, and you mentioned it earlier. When you walk into our stores, hopefully, there's a spirit. You feel it. You feel the. You and I both know there are books written about this that I'm just learning about when I go out and do my speeches. I'm learning that there this positive feeling. Is in the air, literally in the air. So when you have positiveness, when you have personalization with passion, my three new P's in my new book, then what happens is it just becomes fun. People have a good time, and they come back. Don't you want to go to a restaurant that's a busy one? I mean, you can get a steak or fish or whatever you need to eat these days, you know, anywhere. But if they know you, I mean, I always kid that, and candidly, you know, one of my family members is my brother. It's no big secret. Is an alcoholic. I mean, recovering alcoholic. But when you go into a restaurant, Bill goes into a restaurant and they put down that iced tea right in front of them. They bring me a glass of red wine. You know what a difference. We're different people,
mm-hmm.
and what a personalization that means. They care about my brother. They care about me.
Mm-hmm.
So they know the difference. That's what it's all about.
That's how small business owners build brands. Not by spending $1 billion. You know, getting Nike swoosh on everything. That's not how Nike has to do it, because they can't hug their customers.
Right. Exactly. I mean,
not like you can.
I had a call yesterday from a gentleman in South Carolina. He does $4 or $5 million of lumber business in a town of 1,200 people.
Right.
And a surrounding area of 5,000. He dominates. Why?
You know,
against all the other big people, he was saying, because they've been in business for four generations.
Yeah.
He's there. He's at the front door. He's on the phone. Mm-hmm. He's delivering. He does it. He knows everybody in that town. Everybody.
Yeah.
And all
that's
the builders.
That's the way you do it. But now what you got to do, though, and this is what Hug Your People is all about. You got to build a culture that makes people want to do that, don't you? I mean, you got to.
Yeah.
And it starts with the hiring process.
It is a minute ago. It starts with the hiring process. It's trusting the people, and then the big thing. It's including. We're very inclusive. We're very transparent. Organization. We really try to invite people to all our associates, even in the interviewing process. I started to say before, I mean, I'm interviewing with somebody today. I'm going to have four or five of my family, four or five senior management people interview them too. Now, we may have to come back four or five times, because we look at people for life. Now, it's a great country of ours, so we all know we can hire and fire, and they can leave at will.
Right.
But if you look at someone, you want them to be here for life. So our head fitter, Taylor Dominic, here in Westport, 46 years. Frank Galanti, 43 years.
Yeah, I met him, by the way, folks. Interesting character.
So we have people that really are – we very, very rarely lose anyone for somebody going to a competitor.
Well, and the thing you want people to do is, even though they come to work, you don't want them to feel like they're working. I mean, my mother told me years ago, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life. And
you got to
find a way to make people love what they do with you, don't you?
Of course, and my new book, I call it playing. I've never used the word work, because it's fun. I mean, I like to play the game. This is a very serious game, retailing, and it's a very serious competitive business.
The book Hug Your Customers, by the way, is still out. Jack, give us a website, please.
It's hugyourcustomers.com.
It's still available wherever books are sold, right?
Oh yeah, you bet.
Absolutely, Hug Your Customers by Jack Mitchell. And Hug Your People is coming out in the spring, and we're going to launch it right here on this show. Hey, Jack, good to talk to you, and I'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, Jim.
Jack Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen. As you can tell, he's the best. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to hug your customers and your people.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.